This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Time for another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here this week to discuss the news that affects family farmers. We'll move from that to a conversation with a gentleman who has a very successful farm dairy store with his milk and ice cream products. It's June and it's National Dairy Month, so we'll spend time with that. And then I want to opine about how family farms have existed through the ages, if you will give me that moment or two when we get to that point later on in the program. I want to welcome in a couple of new stations. KQEN is a station that's been airing the Good Day program for a good long time out in Oregon, and so I'm happy that they have added the American Family Farmer for the first time. People apparently reacted to it well. So Saturdays, if you're listening around I think it's 9 o'clock, they have it on at KQEN in Oregon. Great station, great people, neat, kind of fun as we expand our reach here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start now with a focus on El Nino and La Nina. I know there's a lot that's made about this. The El Nino, it's a big deal. It's looming this year. What does it mean for weather for farmers? Well, if you go back a little bit, I think always looking at the present deserves a bit of time focusing on what's past. La Nina's drought this past year or two has certainly left scars that'll be etched in the minds of farmers, certainly in the western part of our country, for a good deal. So El Nino will make a grand return this year, already starting to significantly affect our weather. And so this past weekend, I was in Ohio for my college reunion and driving across the central part of the state, as I have done many, many times over the past 55 years, going to Heidelberg College and working the bull farm there when I was a kid and enjoying watching. I love driving across. I just did Sunday morning. I just took a couple hours and just drove to look at the fields and the back roads and that sort of thing. And it was very dry. It was obviously dry. It's been 3 weeks plus since they had rain. But I think as I'm speaking to you now, across the Midwest, there's been more rain, not associated with La Nina necessarily. Not every single weather event is going to be significantly attached to La Nina. But I think changes could be on deck for farmers this year. The forecast has incorporated some of the positive weather developments. There could be record yields because of more rain, good for corn, good for soybeans, good for those farmers, as long as it's not the big industrial farmers, the family farmers that are doing this. I would like to see them get the benefit out of these crops. It's, I guess they refer to it at the USDA as a new crop balance sheet. And with the weather changes, help the band of warm ocean water that develops in the central and east central equatorial Pacific area. And so the weather transitions are, we can see it on the East Coast, actually, because there have already been, with June comes the beginning of the season that, you know, brings us hurricanes and tropical depressions and tropical storms. And there have already been a couple of named storms that will affect the weather in the southeast, maybe on the East Coast, maybe even up into the central Mississippi Valley. But the forecasters watching weather on the West Coast, because it could be that California gets more rain again this year. I suppose that's better than not, because they've had a drought there for so long, remembering that Southern California is just as Arizona and New Mexico are. It's a desert. So there's bound to be this sort of thing effect. The sign of El Nino development that we saw in the last month or so has grown stronger. They have pushed to the experts, pushing one more month through the spring barrier, they call it, before the forecast can become more reliable. And so, you know, the probability, the possibility that there is more water through most of our country is good. The temperature in the El Nino region started to go up in April, and it's up about 2 degrees now. Maybe we'll go up another 2 to 3, maybe 4 degrees. And what happens is, you look back, the last time there was an El Nino was April of 2020. So it's been 3 years. They sometimes happen 1 year, it's one way, and another year, it's another way. But there were a couple of years of La Nina. So now, predictably, expecting to get El Nino and to have more of this rain. Should it manifest itself and be the most dominant of the last, let's say, 10 years or so, this could be a better year overall for weather, for moisture, and therefore for agriculture. Do we really know? No. These are all just predicted. We know what the conditions in the past have been, that's for sure. But as we move ahead, some people in the Midwest may think that there's a negative impact from El Nino. I think that it's been up and down, I think, frankly. But as it creeps into the picture for you, I think you'll probably see more rain and thus stronger produce crop yields. That's what I would expect would be the result of this El Nino. A little cooler air in the Midwest for much of the summer till we get to August, and then it probably is going to be in the Dakotas, Montana, a little bit warmer. But again, you know, we could go on forever with this. It's just knowing that it's El Nino and not La Nina, and what the general impacts are, helpful to farmers. Doug Steffen here. I want to talk about the Farm Bill and why it is important in the consideration department. They usually have it all put together and voted on in September. Let's see if they're going to do that this year, if they're headed in that direction. Right now, I'd like to talk to you about Balance 7. What are the benefits of Balance 7? Well, in just 3 days, it's my experience that it starts to cleanse your body, your gut becomes stronger, your immune system is back online, and 3 days is all you need, taking 3 shots an ounce 3 times a day, and you'll be back to being yourself, or certainly stronger than you were. So if you've been tired, you will now see a difference in that once you get started on Balance 7. Now, the deal is, you go to balance7.com, or you call the office line. I think this is a better way, because they're there 24 hours a day. 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug and get on to the Balance 7 program. 800-793-9039, code word Doug. So you will get for every gallon order of Balance 7, they've sent to people an order of My Smooth Skin. And as has been explained to me, I haven't seen this, they're sending it to me, but I haven't seen it yet. This will take care of your skin. If you're getting older and you spend a lot of time in the sun, farmers out in the sun, skin getting crepey and kind of wrinkly, this product, My Smooth Skin, is pretty much Balance 7 for your outside. Balance 7 good inside, and Balance 7 in the form of my Smooth Skin outside. The difference. Feel better. Get healthy. Call 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug. That's 800-793-9039 for Balance 7. Inside and outside, the best thing for your body. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. Back in the American Family Farmer mode, Doug Steffen here with the farm bill in my focus. Pretty much every week I'm going to take apart a couple of minutes to focus on the farm bill and why it matters. I have already spent a good deal of time talking about the farm bill and what we don't want. I think as family farmers, we'd like to see for a change the money actually coming back to us instead of, as has been the case with the Agriculture Appropriations Unit, the House Subcommittee usually helps themselves. It doesn't help the family farmers and the ranchers. So I would like to think that we would be allowed and encouraged to do what we do best. That is, sustainably produce food, feed, fuel. But we can't do it without fair and competitive markets, and we don't have them because the government, the agriculture folks, the people in the House of Representatives that decide on budgets, they screw the farmers and have been for decades. The money goes to big ag. They don't need it. The small farmer does. The distressed borrowers of Farm Service Agency loans need to have more help. And instead, the bill includes harmful provisions at this point, cutting funds that would support the borrowers of Farm Service Agency, rolling back funding for programs that help address the growth of renewable energy. That's been a big help. The growth of corn being used, tightening requirements for low-income individuals who qualify for SNAP. That's something that a lot of folks who are watching the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee work through this, and they don't like it. Dairy farmers, it's Dairy Month. Seeking reform in programs, the farm bill is a disaster, say a lot of dairy farmers in New York State. I was talking to a couple of farmers who are in Ohio. They say that we, as dairy farmers, need more than anybody else to have tools in our toolbox to stay viable. There's probably no other part of farming that's been affected as much as dairying by the huge agribusinesses, and it's time. If the farm bill really does matter, and it really does, it's supposed to, that's why they call it the farm bill, help farming in America, then we better get to work on talking to our senators and our representatives, because the farm bill at the moment is not going in the right direction. It's now 20 after the hour here on the American Family Farm.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Half the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here. By the way, a listening note for those of you who don't get to hear the whole program when we have it. It airs at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com during the course of the week. We also put together a podcast of the American Family Farmer, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast, iHeart, Spreaker, Apple, wherever. That's where you can find us. So our most recent one is a discussion about some of the weather in Tennessee. We tend to spend a lot of time talking about weather here because it certainly influences what we do. Also, a focus on Smithfield Foods. Once again, the Chinese-owned, this is owned by the Chinese government, and what they're doing to affect the pork business in America. We also talked to a couple of fellows who are doing an agri-hood development down in Tennessee. I'm doing one here in Massachusetts. Very interesting how their farm is going to be an important cog in the wheel of how these people live in the agri-hood as they buy into it. It's really kind of a cool thing. There's some traditional farms that are developing into agri-hoods. It's becoming a thing. There are no big drives around the country. There are some up in Vermont, some in down in Tennessee, as I said, New York State, some in California, but something that's on the horizon, shall we say. Anyway, all those discussions every week. We talk about the ridiculous farm bill. I certainly do. I'm talking about that all the time because it's once again out of control, not any or much help for the American family farmer. And I think that's where I'll start with Quentin Cook, who operates Cook's Farm Dairy in Ortonville, Michigan. They are milk, ice cream producers, that sort of thing. Your family has been doing this for 90 years on that farm. Is that right, Quentin?
Yes, sir. This is our 90th anniversary.
Congratulations. Good for you. So how did it start? You're the fourth generation. How did it get located where it is? Tell us a little about the history of the farm.
Yes. So my great-grandpa started the farm back in 1933. His family actually owned a little car dealership, a Henry Ford car dealership up the road in Clarkston, Michigan. And he was kind of selling gas out front for about a nickel for 10 gallons, and he could look across the road and see the farmer selling a dozen corn or sweet corn for a dollar. And so he said, oh, there's no money in this car business, so I'm going to go ahead up the road and buy the acreage that we have today at Cook's Farm Dairy. So that started 90 years ago, like you said, right there in 1933. And things have progressed since then.
So when you say progressed, what's progress in your mind?
Yeah, so every generation has kind of added a little something to the farm. Of course, my great-grandpa had to get settled there, get a homestead, start milking the cows, and build a barn. And he had around 50 head at that 15 milking cows, and actually that's what we're at today. So progress to me is not really getting bigger, it's just trying to get better at what we're doing. And so,
we're going to pause in a moment. I want you to define getting better, please.
Yes. So what my dad did in the 80s was he came home from MSU in 1982 and started the dairy. Started bottling fresh the milk right there on the farm and making the delicious ice cream so we could service our local community right off the farm. So it's kind of the farm-to-table thing going on right at our place, and we've been blessed with a lot of community support since then.
I think that's the thing. You got to have community support. Let's talk about how the community is engaged in working with you at Cook's Farm Dairy. Website, cooksfarmdairy.com. We continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump reportedly rejected a possible settlement with the Department of Justice to avoid an indictment in the documents investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that one of Trump's attorneys wanted to negotiate a deal in the case as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might want a way out. Trump was reportedly not interested after hearing advice from other attorneys. Severe weather is slamming parts of the United States. Tornadoes, high winds in excess of 80 miles an hour, and baseball-size hail were reported overnight throughout the southeast and Gulf Coast. At last check, roughly 145,000 homes and businesses were in the dark. Forecasters say at least 8 tornadoes were reported. Mike Ellis tells us what we can expect today.
On Thursday, we're likely to see more active weather, severe weather, in the southeast and the eastern Gulf Coast.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer, we continue our conversation with Quentin Cook, who's from Cook's Farm Dairy in Ortonville, Michigan, the fourth generation, 90 years being at the same place. I'm looking at your website here. You introduce people to the stars. I love this. I had a cow just like Stella. Her name was Peaches. And so she was the grand dam, and everybody loved Peaches. Everybody knew Peaches. So tell us the story of Stella.
Yeah, I mean, Stella is just one of many of my favorite cows. But she is probably in her third lactation now, but she's one of those cows, you know, that I was there for when I was kind of a youngster to have her birth, right? When she was being calved, I was there for the calving, and she's turned out to be an excellent cow for us. She produces quite a bit of milk. She's only had heifers of her children. Ah,
good for her.
Yeah, we're
2 points for her.
Yeah, so she's one of many of the cows on our farm that the local community can come out and hang out with. We've got about 150 cows on the farm, 50 milking cows, of course, and then the other 100 are calves and heifers to replace.
Let me go back to what you said about you started with 50 and you're still at 50 and how that works. Because as we all know, everybody listening to this program knows after listening to that doofus Sonny Perdue when Trump was president, get big or get out, that certainly rankled. I can't imagine how farmers would support that, only in the case that the other party and the other president is worse than this one. I mean, it just, we keep going down. We are headed to the bottom of the barrel, and who can get there first, it seems, is that's what the contest is. So in your case, as would be in my case, I had, at one point I was milking about 135 cows. I was selling 100 gallons in my last incarnation, 100 and some odd gallons of raw milk a day. I'm a very strong believer in raw milk. I think that it is the best of what we have to offer if it's done right. If it's done wrong, it deserves all the bad flavor of the reputation that some of the public health people would want you to think all the raw milk was. I don't know about you, but I grew up on raw milk. I drink it all the time. I don't like drinking regular milk. I'm sure you have a story about yours, your milk. I'm not sure what's allowed in Michigan. Can you even sell raw milk in Michigan?
No. Illegal to sell raw milk in Michigan. Of course, a lot of farms are going around that by leasing cows. You know, it's kind of like a rent-a-cow program where families have part owners of the cow so that they can bring home some raw milk to the public. But what's interesting about me growing up on the farm, since we've always had the dairy, I've mostly gotten pasteurized milk right there from the farm, you know, as local community do as well.
How hard was it for you to set up the processing plant in the farm? What did that entail? Because a lot of people, you know, there is a big difference, and I would be the first to admit it and encourage people to understand. I almost set up a bottling plant and a pasteurizing facility on my farm to address that very thing, because I do think that the milk that we produce on the farms, even if we pasteurize it, a lot better than what you can find in the mass-produced milk that's in most of the grocery stores. So how did you put that piece of the pie together?
Well, my dad, like I said, had that vision in the 80s to start the plant. He started slow, you know, kind of as a proof of concept, and bought a lot of used equipment, stainless tanks and separators and the homogenizer and everything. And so a lot of that used equipment that he bought in the 70s and 80s is what we're using today.
Good.
The proof has worked. He's been running the dairy for about 40 years now. And that's what's really kept us the size we are and kept us in business. As you mentioned earlier, it's kind of hard as a small dairy to compete or stay going when all these big farms are kind of taking over the smaller farms.
They're not your farms. I call them factories. They're not farms. They're just cow factories.
Yeah, the big factories are kind of eating us up here in Michigan. Even 5 years ago when I graduated from college, there was about 2,000 dairy farms less than the state of Michigan, and now there's 1,000.
Yep.
So about 2 a year have either gone out of business or been bought up by the big guys.
It's disgraceful, and you can place, if blame doesn't fix the problem is fixed by people doing something. You heard me talking earlier about the farm bill and what needs to be done. There's nothing in the farm bill, again, this round, really significant that would affect dairying. It's all about big ag. It's all about support for the big companies, and they don't need a nickel, but yet they get all of the money. I think there should be a revolt. You know, we talk about the political realities of, you know, who's patriotic and who isn't, but in this circumstance, having the milk and also other things that have been grown on our American farms be whittled away because of the influence of people who have the companies that have all the money for promoting Brazilian meat. Like, we don't even know where the meat comes from. At least we know where the milk comes from. Whether we like it or not remains to be seen. But I would think it would be easy for you. You got a great website, by the way. Again, it's cooksfarmdairy.com, C-O-O-K-S. Farm, all one word, farmdairy.com. What a great way for people to understand what's going on. You know, every farm doing what you're doing, and frankly what I'm doing, needs a website. So you have somebody on site that's doing it, or how did you come up with it? I'm impressed with your website.
Well, thank you. That's kind of something we just revamped this year because it's our 90th anniversary.
Yeah.
Thank you for kind of publicizing that. But it's one of the many things we're doing to just continue to improve everything on the farm. You know, we've got about 200 acres and 50 milking cows. And so you kind of have to do a little bit of diversification, have those online, the social media on Facebook and Instagram that we regularly post to are really important for us and to get the message to the community that we are farm fresh and we're wholesome and we're right down the road from the people in the area.
I'm betting that they support you wholeheartedly, and if they knew what was going on with their tax dollars on the farm bill, they would be upset. That's one of the things I like to do is educate the people through my website, through our social media, not only as to what's going on the farm, but what the heck is going on with the tax dollars that are used to, quote-unquote, support. There's so much negative, and I don't want to make this negative, but there's, you know, the idea that some of the inspections and the way inspectors work, at least in my neck of the woods, the small guys get it in the neck, the big guys, they pay no attention to. One way or another, they just don't seem to, it just doesn't work, frankly, and that's really the problem when it comes not just down to numbers, but to figure out how you can be smart and grow, and that's why I try on this program to bring people ideas through others who have been successful. That's why I think those of you who are dairying and want to keep it at home, go to this site, cooksfarmdairy.com. We continue with Quentin Cook in a matter of moments here. First, let me help you. We're all about being healthy. We're talking about Balance 7. Well, now I want to talk to you for a moment about Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. You can go to their website, which is toploss.com. You can see the history of how their stimulant-free weight loss product was developed, how it's been used over the years, now 27 years and counting, supporting millions of people in their journey to better health by losing weight and keeping it off. It's a very intelligent, very smart choice for you. It was kind of easy. The nurses and the doctor that developed this thing have made it, I mean, they understand the formula is pretty simple. And you can have it with a glass of water at night, and it'll go to work. That's how it works. Take it at night before you go to bed, and it'll work through the night on your body. Toploss.com is the website right now. There are fabulous opportunities for you to save money as they celebrate their anniversary. But most important, the success rate that they have. Weight loss stories galore at the website, so kind of go there and convince yourself that it's the smart thing to do. As I said, lots of great promotional ways to buy the product, 4 months, 3 months, 2 months product line. Help yourself. Look online for the daily deals, the counseling thing that they have too to help you out. If you're trying to lose weight and you're kind of in a conundrum, go to toploss.com, see how the program works. It'll be right for you, I guarantee it. And they do too, or your money back. That's Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Back with Quentin Cook here on the American Family Farmer this week. You have guided tours of the farm, kind of like I do. You have festivities. We do that. Try to find something every weekend that'll be cool. Are you using, do you have all Holsteins or do you have a mixed herd? What's the cattle, what's your herd look like?
Yes, sir. We have all purebred Holsteins on the farm. My dad grew up, you know, doing 4-H and yep. taking care of beans, and so that's what we have come to know and love.
So under the circumstances, do you, we have a lot of issues. I pasture my cows. I'm not milking cows. I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers at the moment, and I have a sanctuary for cows as well. But I'm a believer, always have been in pasturing. What do you do? What does your family do?
Yeah, we have a large pasture for our dairy cows. What we put on about 4 years ago was a big freestall barn to house our 50 milking cows, but around 100 other heifers. We do have a robot now on the farm.
Do you?
Lately, three to help milk out the cows.
Yeah.
And kind of kept them in more because all the conveniences they need are within that new freestall barn.
Yeah.
But pasture's open to them, so you'll see on a day like today, when it's nice out, that they'll be headed outside to get some grazing done in our nice new pasture. But that's available to them when they want.
I've been touting you and others because I want to give people ideas on what they can do on their farm. What has influenced you, outside influences, on your farm and your success, do you think?
On our success, like I said, a lot of support from family and the community continue to produce this really valued product in the community. Everybody loves our cream, and that's kind of been a word of mouth phenomenon around here.
Yeah.
Everybody continues to sing praises of our ice cream, which is awesome because we don't cut any corners.
Like me, I want 18% butterfat.
Yeah.
The more butterfat, the better. That's
right.
What people want. You know, the taste the commercially manufactured ice creams have 10% butterfat. If they're lucky, they fill it up with air and stuff. That's not what you want. You want what you can find at the Cook Farm Dairy. So check it out. Not only the people who are in that area, but certainly people who are dairying around the country and trying to keep the number of cows down and the quality and production up. That's a very inspirational website. Check it out. I'm appreciative of you being here, sir, and I wish you and your family at Cook's Farm Dairy the best in the future. Take good care.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen here to review some things that I think are worth noting. I mentioned the phraseology family farms through the ages. There are a lot of families, as the Cook family, we were focusing on their farm. It's 90 years, four generations. I think the best farms, frankly, the best farms, from my perspective, are the ones that have been in operation for two or more generations. They've been in the same family. The families have worked each of these farms, and sometimes for more than 100 years. The tradition that binds young people, like the gentleman who is here, with his father, with his father, with his father, to the places, the enterprises, the ways of life that are becoming more rare, as farm life is squeezed out by modern thinking, by politics, by people who don't have wisdom, who have a prejudice for big. And so that's not what this program is about. I'm clearly an antagonist when it comes to big agribusinesses, and therefore I have been targeted by the big corporations, John Deere, because of what I say about them, some of the big manufacturing facilities, the big grain. I mean, it's just big. It's big for big sake, and it really doesn't help you. It doesn't help the farm cause. It doesn't help the most important part of this, the consumer on the end.
So the prejudice that is there, it just is, it's I don't know. I'm thinking, actually, over the weekend I was in Ohio and visited my alma mater, which is in a farming area. Much of Ohio is a big farming area. I haven't talked, somebody said to me, you never talk about sheep. And that's right, I don't much. I don't have much experience with it. Probably should get somebody who runs a sheep farm here, sheep goat farms. I do have goats on my farm. If you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see what we're doing there, what the life of the cows is like, and what visitors experience, and what's going on with the goats, that sort of thing. But I just, as part of my overview of what's going on in traditional farming, I see that a lot of the farms that have been in business for a long time that are 100 years old or older, there are two distinct sheep farms. The ones that have been around for a long, long time, and the ones that are being created now by younger people on smaller plots of land. One of the things that my prejudice against sheep, if that's what you want to call it, the goats, the same thing, they eat the ground down to the grass out by the roots, and therefore, when they're done, they pretty much laid waste to the pasture. You can manage that by doing what a lot of people are doing now, and that's moving around those electric woven wire fences. I'm actually beginning to establish some of those. One of the people on the farm said, can I have this as a job? And I said, yeah, we got all this fencing. Let's try it and see how it works. Because I have four major pastures on the farm, and I sometimes move the cows from one to another. Sometimes, like this year, when I have more cows than I've had in recent years, I'm putting them in each of the pastures. When we have events on the farm, we move the cows out of the main pasture so people can park there, and they go down to a back pasture. The only negative there is when people come to the farm, they want to get on the tour and they want to see the cows, so it's a little more out of the way. But still, it is something that people want to experience. They want to understand what's going on. And so I'm not sure what to do with the sheep, to be honest with you, that I have in the goats. I would like to have somebody, the kids who are responsible for taking care of them are learning as we go. So I'm not sure, and I'm not the one, I can tell you anything about a cow. I can tell you and bring you through the life cycle. And somebody asked me the other day, how old, I forgot who asked me this question, you know, what's old for a cow? Cows getting into their late teens. I've had cows live as long as 23, 24 years, 25 years. They stop lactating probably maybe 5 years. I've had cows lactating into their 17th and 18th year, but that's rare. But if you take care of them, it's not like the factory farms that get two or three lactations and they kill a cow. Good run, well-run farms will get 7, 8, sometimes 9 lactations out of a good cow. I think, from what I know about sheep, that's kind of what you can make the sheep, if you take care of them, last for a long time. Anyway, some moderately wandering thoughts. I was inspired by this kid from the dairy farm in Michigan. That's why I sort of went down that path with my opining here. Doug Steffen, every week on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.